Hey, deserving listeners, it is just me today. Today, I'm going to respond to patron Ruben's email. Ruben asked me to provide 20 personal tips for having a great life. Ruben says, could you provide a list of 20 personal tips you offer for having a great life based on your own experience? And when I first got patron Ruben's email, I thought, there's no way that I'd be able to answer that question. It's so big. And 20, you know, if you'd asked for three, I thought, well, maybe I could provide three tips, but 20, do I even have 20 tips? And would I even have one tip? It just seems too big. But then I thought, well, I'd give it a try anyway. I'm always up for a challenge. And before getting into this, I just want to say that these tips are, they're just for me. I don't imagine that all of them or any of them would work for other people. So, you know, I can't say that they're universal. Being a therapist is a complicated profession, but one of the things that we don't usually engage in is providing tips for the general public that claim that they will improve your life or provide meaning or something. You know, that's too personal, and you have to take context into consideration for everybody. So this isn't necessarily a professional episode, if you know what I'm saying, based on research, although I do have some tips that are definitely based on research. The other thing is I think that the way Ruben wrote a longer email than that, and Ruben seemed to be saying, or even was saying, that I might have some special knowledge or special ability to lead a good life or something. And I just have to say that I struggle like everybody else. I'm probably no better at coping or dealing with life than the average person. So the notion that somehow I have some special ability or knowledge to impart on the masses of people who need tips on how to lead a better life is just not supported by my experience. I can imagine how it might seem that way from the outside because, you know, you're not there with me as I go through all the moments and difficulties of my life. And I don't use this podcast to really talk about that. I have my family and friends and my therapist to process that with, and I don't necessarily do that with you people. That sounds funny. You people out there. having said that, I definitely get an emotional, need met through the podcast for sure, which I've talked about before. But anyway, also, another thing before providing these tips is that privilege and power are a major factor when trying to optimize one's life. The tips that I'm going to provide are, some of them are, you know, further down Maslow's hierarchy, but some of them are really higher up. And if you aren't privileged and aren't in a good spot in your life comparative to other spots in your life or comparative to other people in your society, then it's going to be very hard to even think about such things. So that's just another thing. Every tip that I sort of came up with in my notes, I thought, well, you know, for many people, this just wouldn't work. There's no way they could even attempt this. So that's another thing that I want to say up front rather than saying it every single time I provide one of the 20 tips for having a good life. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a therapist and a professor. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. I debated whether or not this should be a patron-only episode, and I at first thought, well, that doesn't make any sense because it's not really a deep dive. But on the other hand, it's sort of a personal episode, and I tend to prefer that the more personal to me episodes aren't available to everyone on the planet. It just feels a little weird to me. So as a self-protective measure, it's kind of nice to say, well, let's just make this one for the patrons, that, and there's, you know, something like I don't know, 800 patrons or something. So it's much less than 7.5 billion people. The other thing is I think it's been a long time since I had a patron exclusive episode. By the way, I am currently working on a number of deep dives, and I'm also moving. And I have, and when I move, you know, all my recording equipment and notes and everything just gets completely discombobulated. And obviously just the act of packing everything up is time consuming, and I'm working and still have a practice and blah, blah, blah. And I have a home practice, so I have to, you know, move all that kind of stuff. And so I promise you that my deep dives are, I'm guessing I'll have like one a week in a month or two or something. And I can't wait to get into it, but I need sort of unbroken time to work on them. It's sort of like writing a book or something. I can't just sit down and, do bits and pieces. It's something like the narcissistic personality disorder episode. I have to dedicate swaths of 8 hours that are consecutive. So Monday from noon to 8, and then Tuesday from 9 to 5, and then Wednesday for 4 hours, and then Thursday. I can't just do 1 hour a day, if that makes any sense, because every time I get my head back into that space, it takes me a while to get back into the rhythm of things. And so I have to wait until I have the luxury of having unbroken time, which will be a bit of time. Anyway, this episode is just for patrons of the podcast. And if you're listening to this and you're not a patron, this episode's going to end before the rest of it goes on. And if you want to hear the full episode, go to patreon.com and become a patron of the podcast. It's a way to support the podcast. If you like this podcast, it's really the best way you can materially really support the podcast. And when you become a patron, there will be instructions on how to access the premium content. And also, when you become a patron, know that you don't have to listen to the commercials, which I would imagine would be a nice benefit.